Sequence old school deed and B shuffle with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12. Beginner lesson. Let's build a two-bar drum and bass loop that rolls like an old jungle break, but still hits with modern punch. We'll do it with stock Ableton tools, and we'll keep a mastering mindset the whole time. Headroom, transient health, and loudness without flattening the groove. First, set your project up. Tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Create one MIDI track for a drum rack, one audio track for vinyl or texture, and two return tracks. Name return a room and return B tape. We'll group the drums into a drum bus in a bit. Quick mindset check before we even hear anything. You want headroom from the start. If your drum bus is slamming near zero before processing, everything you do later gets harder. A good target is having your drum bus peak somewhere around -10 to -6 dB before any limiter. That gives you space to glue and lift. Now, step 1. Build the backbone. Load a drum rack on your MIDI track and grab a kick and a snare. Don't get stuck sound designing yet. Pick a kick that's short and punchy, not super boomy, and a snare with a crisp top plus some body. You can always swap samples later once the groove is right. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 16ths. Classic DNB foundation. Snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's clip grid, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. For the kick, start simple but driving. Put a kick on 1.1.1. Then add one on 1.1.3 to push forward, and another on 1.3.1 for momentum. This is a solid two-step-ish backbone that leaves room for shuffle. Let that loop. Listen for the relationship between the kick and snare. At this point it should feel stable and a little plain, like a skeleton. Perfect. Before we add anything else, do a quick static mix like an engineer. Pull your drum track fader down. Now bring the snare up first until it feels like the leader. Then bring the kick up until it supports the snare without swallowing it. Only after that do you start adding hats and ghosts. This one habit makes everything you do later feel obvious instead of confusing. Okay. Once that one bar feels good, duplicate it to two bars. Old school energy often lives in a two-bar call and response. Even if bar two is almost identical, the brain hears it as break phrasing. Now step two. Shuffle. This is where beginners either get the magic or they accidentally make the beat feel drunk. The rule is simple. Keep the pillars solid, and put the looseness in the small stuff. Pillars are your kick and main snare. Small stuff is hats, ghosts, little percussion, and texture. Open the groove pool in Live. Drag in an MPC style 16th swing groove, something like MPC 16th swing at 55 to 65. Apply it to your clip. Start with timing around 70%. Add a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 6%, and a little velocity influence, maybe 10 to 25%. The bass should be 1/16. Now listen closely. If the snare starts feeling late or floppy, that's your warning sign. In that case, reduce the groove amount, or plan to keep the snare on the grid and let the other elements swing. In old school DNB, that snare on 2 and 4 is your anchor. The hats can lean, the ghosts can nudge, but the snare should still feel confident. Step 3. Hats and ghost notes. The chopped break illusion. Add a closed hat to the drum rack. Program hats on every 8th note first. That gives you a steady engine. Then add a couple extra 16th hats right before key moments, especially just before the snare on beat 2, and just before beat 3, and again leading into beat 4. These little leadin' hats are where the roll starts to feel alive. Now velocity is the whole game here. Set your main hats around 70 to 95. Set the extra hats lighter, like 25 to 55. This difference in accents is what makes it feel sampled. Teacher note. Velocity shape beats note quantity. A few well-placed quiet hits with strong accents will read as breaky faster than busy programming. Now ghost snares. Add a ghost snare slot, or reuse your main snare but quieter. Place a very quiet ghost just before beat 2, something like 1.1.4. Add another just after beat 2, like 1.2.2. Add one just before beat 4, like 1.3.4. Keep these low. Velocity may be 10 to 35, short notes. Then do a quick mute test. Mute hats and ghosts. If your backbone suddenly feels like it's late or wobbly, your groove is affecting the wrong elements. The backbone should still feel tight. Bring hats and ghosts back in and you should feel the shuffle return without the main hits losing authority. Optional advanced but easy trick. Micro push-pull. Nudge your closed hats a few milliseconds late, just a tiny bit, and nudge your ghost snares a few milliseconds early. This creates that classic rolling momentum. It leans forward while still swinging. Go subtle. If you hear it as a timing mistake, you went too far. Another optional trick. the flam. Duplicate your main snare hit on beat 2 and beat 4, then place a very quiet snare a tiny moment before each main snare. Make that early one low and short. It creates that tape break flam vibe without needing a real break. Cool. Now step 4. Chopped vinyl character. This is the vibe layer that makes everything feel like it came off a dusty record or an old sampler. On your vinyl or texture audio track, drop in some noise. Vinyl crackle, room tone, tape hiss, anything like that. Set warp to texture mode and set grain size somewhere around 80 to 150 so it smears nicely. Add EQ 8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 HC. You want zero low end from this track. Then add auto filter and low pass it around 8 to 12 KHC so it's not harsh. If you want movement, add a subtle LFO or envelope to the cutoff so it breathes. For optional wobble, add shifter in pitch mode. Set tiny modulation, like plus or minus 5 to 10 cents, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. This is seasoning, not a special effect. Now the chop illusion. Add a gate on the texture track, enable sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus, or for now from the main drum track if you haven't grouped yet. Adjust the threshold until the noise pumps rhythmically with your drums. Set attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, hold 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You'll hear the noise breathe with the groove, like it's printed into the break. Extra credit. Automate tiny filter cutoff changes on the texture every half bar or bar. Little step tonal jumps sell the idea of different vinyl slices being triggered. Now step 5. Drum bus processing, with a mastering mindset. Select your drum elements and group them. Name the group drum bus. Before you add anything, check your level. Make sure you've got that headroom, roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dB peak. If it's hotter, trim the group fader down. You are not losing quality by turning down. You are gaining space to process. Now add your chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove rumble you don't need. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle cut around 250 to 450 HC, maybe 1 to 3 dB, medium Q. If you need a touch of air, a very gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHC, like plus 1 dB, but be careful. Too much there turns into fizzy hats that hate limiters. Teacher style tip, put a spectrum after your processing and watch the 200 to 500 region for cardboard, and watch 8 to 12K for fizz. If the spectrum looks like a bright spray can up top, your limiter is going to overreact later. Second, glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, release on auto, a tap around 3 milliseconds for a slightly tighter clamp, or 10 milliseconds if you want more snap. Bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Don't chase big numbers, and keep makeup gain off. Level match manually so you can tell if it actually sounds better. Third, drum bus, add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6, crunch at 0 to 10. Carefully, boom only if you need it, and if you do, aim it around 50 to 60 HC and keep it modest. Transients can go up, like plus 5 to plus 20, if you want more snap. Then trim the output so you don't clip. Fourth, a limiter, gentle, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Raise the gain until you're getting only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This is not your final master, it's a safety and a vibe check. If the groove collapses, if the snare stops cracking, or if everything gets flat, you're hitting it too hard. Back it off. Now do the transient health test. Turn your monitoring volume way down. The beat should still feel energetic. If it stops bouncing at low volume, usually hats are too loud compared to the snare, or your bus compression is shaving the front edge, or your ghosts are cluttering instead of supporting. Fix those before you add more processing. Step 6. Turn the loop into something DJ-friendly. Take your 2-bar loop and build an 8-bar tool. Bars 1 and 2. Full groove. Bars 3 and 4. Remove one element, maybe a kick, or remove an extra hat layer. Bars 5 and 6. Bring it back, and add one small change, like one open hat on an offbeat at low velocity. Bars 7 and 8. Pre-drop signal. Maybe remove the kick in the last half bar, add a short snare roll feeling like 16ths hitting into tighter repeats, and spike a bit of reverb send on the final snare. On your room return, use a small room reverb with a short decay, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, and high pass around 300 HC so it doesn't muddy the groove. On your tape return, use echo at 1/8 or dotted 1/8, low feedback like 10 to 25%, and filter it dark so it sits behind the drums. If you want that super authentic chopped vibe, add one vinyl moment transition on the last beat of bar 8. Automate the texture to low pass harder and add a touch more wobble, then snap back clean on bar 1. It feels like a hand movement on a record or a slice change. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If you overswing everything, especially the snare, the groove loses its spine. If ghost notes are too loud, they stop being ghosts and start being a messy snare line. If you crush the drum bus with limiting, DNB loses the punch that makes it feel fast. And if you randomize too much, hat stops sounding human and starts sounding sloppy. Mini practice to lock this in. Make two versions of your two-bar beat, one with groove timing at 60%, one at 85%. In both, add three ghost snares under velocity 35, and add one tiny micro fill at the end of bar 2, like two quick hats and one ghost. Bounce them and compare which one rolls better at low volume, and which one survives 2 dB of limiting without losing the snare crack. Recap to close it out. Backbone first. Snare on 2 and 4. Supportive kick pattern. Shuffle comes from groove plus tiny nudges, but the snare stays stable. Break energy comes from ghost notes and velocity shaping, not sheer busyness. Vinyl chop character comes from a texture layer with warp, filter, wobble, and sidechain gated pumping. And your drum bus chain is there to enhance, not flatten. EQ into light glue, into controlled saturation, into gentle limiting.